Ex Libris Indiana on this moment of Indiana history. One of the first serious studies of Indiana art wasn't a monograph on the now canonical Hoosier group of painters. While T.C. Steele and Otto Stark were mentioned, the book's ostensible subject was a less prominent art form. Indiana Book Plates came out in 1910 to positive reviews in the New York Times and the Indianapolis Star. The art form flourished at the turn of the century, and author Esther Griffin White was a collector of the personalized labels designed to paste inside books. A member of two international ex libris societies, White had exhibited her own collection of book plates in cities across Indiana. For the book, White called designs from established and emerging Hoosier artists alike, along with book plates commissioned by prominent writers and politicians. Hoosier school painter William Forsythe was represented, but so was Mary Overbeck, one of the four Cambridge City sisters whose art pottery was only later recognized and collected. White's book also cataloged book plates designed for authors James Whitcomb Riley, Booth Tarkington, and Edward Eggleston, as well as Governor Thomas R. Marshall. Cutting a wide swath through the state's cultural scene, Indiana book plates included essays on Hoosier painters, but only those who would later put Brown County on the map, such as Wayne County artist John E. Bundy, Charles Connor, and George H. Baker. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.